numbers on the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Before we talk about the start of conference play for you guys, certainly a solid performance from your team against a very challenging non-conference schedule, Dayton, Clemson, Auburn, Villanova, just to name a few. What do you feel like you learned about your team over the first couple of months?
Well, Rob, I mean, you play those games so that you can get ready for conference play, and, you know, I think they help you. I mean, it was Clemson and Auburn turned out to be even better than we thought. And, of course, Villanova is just terrific. Dayton's good. So, you know, I think we learned a lot about our team. I mean, I know that right now as we look at our team, we just we got a lot of areas that we need to improve if we're going to be any good in this league.
Talk about some of those areas, because you had some returning guys, but you also have been mixing in some newcomers to that bunch, which is always challenging. Where do you feel like you need most improvement, and what have those guys done well to this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, geez, I don't know. I mean, what's not to be a wise guy, but we need to improve in two areas, offense and defense. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, and I'm really not trying to be funny here. I'm just, you know, we got to get better at both ends, everybody in every way.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You guys have been in a bunch of close games this season and have a pretty impressive record, I think 6-2 in games by 3 points or less in overtime. That certainly has to please you, head coach, and what has enabled you to win so many tight games down the stretch?
Yeah, you know, our guys, I think we have a good quality. I think our guys have a will to win. I think we have that quality. You know, I think our guys, you know, when up against it, when you know, painted into a corner, I think they live up to that challenge, and I think they, you know, we've executed pretty good down the stretch here in most of those games, not as good as always, and we've got some good breaks here. We got lucky in a couple as well. We know that better than anybody. You know, what we need to do is, you know, play better so that we don't have close games at the end.
Got an immediate question in queue if you'll get that for us, Christine.
Our next question comes from the line of Joe Walfish from the Daily News Record. Your line is open.
I mean, I guess, good morning, Joe. I guess piggybacking off that, those close games, you go back to Friday against JMU. When Justin hits that shot, what does that do for your team when you guys are battling and you get that big shot to force overtime? How much confidence does that infuse into a group?
Yeah, I mean, our guys, you know, let's face it, we're about to lose that game. And we miraculously pulled it off and executed, and Justin makes a big shot, and then you just kind of feel like you're going to win in overtime. That's usually what happens. I mean, when a team does something like that, they just have such a momentum swing going into the overtime that it just gives them that emotional lift that they need. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, I just wish we could have built on it. I don't think we really have built on that for the next game.
And then Stocky Mosley. You know, obviously he's coming. He's made a big impact for them this season. What makes him such a difficult player to guard in this league?
Yeah, I know this. I mean, he fouled out, I think, in overtime of our game, and I said to my assistants, I said, well, maybe now we can stop him because he's not even on the floor. That might be the only way we can stop him. I mean, he's just a confident scorer. He's a lot like Justin Wright for me. I mean, he's a confident scorer, and when he gets it going, I mean, you just, you know, he's a really dangerous guy. I mean, he scores on three levels, and, you know, he's got great range, and, you know, he's some guys can score, some guys can do other things. He can really score.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Joe, you guys head out on the road this week, trips to Towson and Drexel. Towson obviously off to a tremendous start, and not only the defense that they normally have, but better offensively. What are some of the challenges to try to beat the Tigers?
Yeah, that's a really good team. You know, Pat's got them ready. He's coaching his brains out, and they're as tough as they come. I mean, you know, clearly one of the top teams in the league, and you know, it's going to be a great challenge. I mean, you really, you know, you really got to find a way to be good offensively, which is going to be a real, real challenge. A lot easier said than done. And you know, and as you said, they're scoring it. I mean, it's, you know, they got a lot of weapons. Got four guys on the perimeter now, and they all score. So bring good players off the bench. It's a really good team.
Got one more media question in queue before I let you go, if you'll get that for us, Christine.
Our next question comes from the line of Alex Riley from the Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Just wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit. You know, I think the conference, when the preseason votes came out and stuff, so much was made about teams returning talent and the depth that would have. It seems like some teams with new rosters, some turnover, are kind of having some success and in the mix in the top. Does it feel like a pretty balanced league this year in terms of a top-to-bottom thing? We talk about how tough the competition is, but does it actually feel like the difference between first and sixth maybe isn't quite as far off as maybe it has been in past years?
I don't know what the difference is. There's not a lot of difference between. There might be a couple teams that separate themselves at the top, but you know, you can play with the numbers all you want. I mean, there's your 1, 2, 3 up top, and then I don't know what the difference is 4 through 10. I mean, it's you know, whatever league you're in, it's the toughest league in the country. But this league is I've been banging my fist on the table for long enough, but it's the best kept secret in the country. It's you know, it's the best league in the country. Nobody knows about. You know, really good teams. You know, my goodness, we were, I mean, literally lucky to beat JMU, and they're one of the teams that still hasn't got it going yet. And they could. I mean, they could. They just got young guys. You know, Lou will get them going. He's got some talent, and you know, he's going to get them going. So it's you know, geez, top to bottom, man. You better be ready to go, or else you're not gonna win.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Joe, good talking to you as always. Appreciate you taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, Rob. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thank you.